I'm Scott Schober, host of Cybercrime Radio, author of popular books Hacked Again and Senior Cyber. Welcome to this week's Cyber Safety episode. Cyber Safety provides education, advice, and how-to tips on protecting yourself from cybercrime. You can listen to previous segments of Cyber Safety on our podcast at cybercrime.radio. Today, I will share a few tells to help you determine if your computer has been hacked. Then I'll share some helpful tips to prevent being hacked. Let's face it, when your computer gets hacked, it can be stressful. In the weeks and months to follow, you may find cyber criminals have siphoned your personal data and sold it on the dark web, or even worse, performed identity theft. Since there are various methods that your computer can be hacked, let me go over a few of them so you can stay one step ahead of the cyber criminals. First, as your computer ages, it will likely slow down, as the sheer amount of data stored on your hard drive becomes fragmented and harder to retrieve. So if you suddenly notice your computer is running very slow or gets exceptionally hot, you're probably hacked. Often you're a victim of malware, malicious software that could be planted on your computer. Second, another telltale sign you've been hacked is if you notice changes in your browser. If you notice your browser's homepage has changed without your permission, also, if you notice plugins, extensions, and unexpected browser toolbars, likely your computer was compromised. Third, perhaps you notice the light on your webcam comes on without you turning on your webcam. It probably means you've been hacked and someone is actually watching you. For the three aforementioned signs your computer might be hacked, there are a few tips you can implement to minimize this. First, most public Wi-Fi networks are net secure, which means your data can be intercepted while you're online. Don't use public or unsecured Wi-Fi, especially the free ones. Second, use strong, unique passwords for each account and never reuse a password on another login site. Third, implement multi-factor or two-factor authentication, so if a cybercriminal does compromise your passwords, they have another layer that will stop them. Fourth, don't forget to update your apps and your operating system. Often there are regular security patches that come out that will prevent your computer from getting hacked. Thanks for listening. I'm Scott Schober, host of Cybercrime Radio, author of the popular books Hacked Again and Senior Cyber. Cyber Safety provides education, advice, and how-to tips on protecting yourself from cybercrime. You can listen to previous segments of Cyber Safety on our podcast at cybercrime.radio.